So, we just heard a bit of your piece, It's Going to Rain. I'm wondering, on a technical level, what inspired you to use tape and loops?
A lot of young people were really taken with tape loops in about 1962, 63, which meant in the old days, this is like a piece of plastic tape and you can put it in a metal block and you take a piece of white splicing tape and you put it together and it's literally a loop of tape. You can put it on a tape recorder, press the start button, it'll go around and around and around. If you use speech, which is, I found, a whole lot more interesting than using electronically generated sound, which was the other possibility in those days.
Yeah.
You get the meaning of the words, and then you get the speech melody. It's going to rain. And the combination of a powerful speech melody, and in that particular sample that you just played, it was very strange. The moment I recorded Brother Walter, which was his name, he said, it's going to rain. And as he said it, a pigeon took off. So when you loop it, you get, it's going to rain, it's going to rain, and you get, wah, 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 wah. So we get a pigeon drummer.
Wow.
So that wasn't accounted for, but that adds to the intensity of what you're hearing. You have no idea what you're hearing, and that's exactly that's what it
wow.
is. So it's one of those moments when you turn out that something really, really, really works. Another aspect of it is that he's talking about the end of the world, he's talking about the flood. This is 1964, 65, when I recorded him at the end of 64. This is about 2 years after the Cuban Missile Crisis, which most people listening probably will not even know what I'm talking about. But
not to cut you off, Stevie, but I'm not sure anyone really cares about a history lesson right now.
Right.
Can we go back to your loops, please? So when you're assembling these loops of speech, is it the meaning of the words or like the musical cadence that really like strikes you?
It's a good question. The answer is that they're married together. I mean, how can you separate one from the other? When we speak to each other every day, every minute, the way we talk, I mean, some guy says to you, no. Well, you know what that means. Another guy says to you, no. Now, that's the same word, but the music there could be a major difference in the rest of your life, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So, I mean, that when we say, come home, we say something, and it wasn't what he said, it's how he said it. The speech melody and the meaning are just...
melded together.
They're melded together, exactly. And sometimes it's the melody which carries more information than the words.
We're not always aware of that, though.
Oh, we are aware of it. We are aware of it every day, or we'd be dead.
Okay. So we heard some of your earlier work with the loops and tapes and all that shit. But later in your career, you started working with instruments as well.
Right.
One piece we studied quite a lot in class was one that you made with your own hands. Let's take a listen. Wow. Steve, can you explain what people just heard?
Well, I think it's a recording with me and Russ Hartenberger, who just is well known here in Toronto as a percussion teacher and performer and beloved member of the music community and a member of my ensemble since 1971. I'm clapping one pattern, which is basically... and Russell's clapping the same pattern. And after a certain number of beats, he jumps up one eighth note. So we're at a kind of a cannon, a row, row, row your boat situation. Mm-hmm. And then we hold that for a few minutes. And then he jumps up another eighth note, until finally we're back in unison. And that takes about 5 minutes to do it right. And so it's a real good piece to start a concert. It's kind of like, look, Ma, nothing up my sleeves. It's a friendly piece. It's short. It's funny in a good way. And-